Michal, we're a couple of days out from an All-Ireland club semi-final. Huge stakes, but a huge prize on offer too. It must be really exciting.
Oh yeah, it's exciting. You know, never thought we'd ever be in this situation. You know, it's rare for any All team to be in it. Never mind we the War team. Like, you know, I think it's just been a freak of a year. It just spiralled. We're doing the right things all year and got the rewards now, semi-final, but you know, we have a huge task on their hands as the reigning All Ireland champions, and a few of them lads have two or three medals. And to be honest, they're a very, very good side, but we've played against big names for Cross McGlen, Scotstown, all them, and we just played with no fear, you know, at them, and I suppose that's the way it'll be.
You just cannot afford to start slowly or start sluggishly in an All-Ireland club semi-final. It's going to be very interesting to see who reacts quickest in that first quarter, who hits the ground running, because that could be the one in the game.
Yeah, we're looking at it today. Even Nuena went off to a bad start in the intermediate final, and you know, there wasn't much between the sides. I know the Kerry team pulled away in the end, but if you get off to a bad start against Corfin, like, you know, it's really, the odds are really in their favour. But it's not impossible, obviously, but it's not ideal. We're going to aim, obviously, for a quick start. They've had a 12-week layoff as well, so there's no excuses there. Oh, we had no games, we had nothing. We've had a few challenge games. They've had a few challenge games.
It's hard to source quality opposition this time of year that have maybe a vested interest in the season, because usually they're playing for nothing. But yous were smart enough, you know, yous used that there game in Ardrah, yous used the game in London. You know, they were useful workouts when you reflect back on them.
Yeah, it was more to get our own house in order and get back out of the game, because you have to be playing against quality opposition. There's no point going out playing a challenge game against a team that's back training in a few weeks and beating them out the gate and walking off the field thinking, oh, we're in a great place. We knew that. We knew what we do in training will benefit us more going into the game than challenge game, so we didn't look too much into it. We feel we're in good shape for this time of year. Old Boiler, obviously, the background in sports science and that, he knows his stuff. And we're doing good hard training sessions, and you know, we kept going over Christmas, but we weren't going hell for leather, you know. It was just to keep everyone at it, keep everyone ticking. We went at the gym then January, and you know, I think we're in good shape going on against Corfin. You have to be there, a well conditioned side, so
it'll be interesting on the day. I mean, we look around here this evening, it's a bare spot, Maharagallen, a bare night. And as you say, all that work that you just have in the tank, and it's all about expressing yourself now in the game and letting your own natural talent too, because you have plenty of natural talent, and seeing where it all takes you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was a cold winter there for 2 months, you know, snow, hail, rain, everything. So, to be honest, you wouldn't be out doing it if you didn't love playing for your club and just chomping at the bit to get at them. And the 16th of February was just the date we had in our minds the whole time, and it's only a week out now, so we'll kind of tailor it down physically, but mentally we'll ramp it up.
Eamon, we're just a couple of days out from an All-Ireland club semi-final against the mighty Corrifan. Must be real excitement now in the build-up for the players.
Oh yeah, we're all looking forward to it now. Something to look forward to now on Saturday. We're all excited for it, and you've seen down the past few weeks, like, we were at dark cloud over three parishes, and we have a chance now to lift that now this coming Saturday, so hopefully we'll do the job for them.
And the fact that you mentioned that there, I mean, football in a sense, you know, it galvanises and it brings people together. I mean, have you found a bit of solace and a bit of relief in the fact that you just have been able to get back out to the field to play? And you know, you can pay respects to them at the weekend in your own kind of way, and regardless if you just won, lose, or draw, it's just a matter of going out and doing your best.
Yeah, you've seen throughout the three parts, the GAA community is massive. Anyone that you came across was either playing for Clonaily, Gidor, all them parishes, Clonimore. Now the fact that we have the chance now to lift the gloom over the three parishes and the poor families, of course, be lovely now to do a job for them.
And we talk about Gidor representing not just their area, but representing a county as well. And you've broke new ground this year, won an Ulster Club Championship. That was a huge thing for the county, because it's been so long since Donegal have crossed that threshold. But the fact you have the chance to go one better now and one through to St Patrick's weekend and an All-Ireland Club final appearance at Croke Park, that's such an attractive carrot.
Oh, it would be lovely now. Even thinking back there last year, sitting back looking at Corrifan playing in the All-Ireland semi and then seeing them on Paddy's Day in Croker. I always wanted to play Corrifan. They're the, I suppose you could see, the cog of the GAA, like, they're the almighty team of the All-Irelands. It would be lovely to get there on Paddy's Day, and as I said, there's 60 minutes between us, and hopefully we'll be on the better side.
they will be favourites, but you look at the Squidoor side subjectively and the makeup of it, I mean the experience that they have there, that youthful exuberance is coming through with all you guys. It's such a lovely important blend. I mean, you strike when the iron's hot, and Squidoor might never be back at this here, this hurdle again, so you really have to make a count. And I suppose the thing for the players, you know, the experienced players will always say, Ian McGee will say, have no regrets. You know, if you can look at yourself in the morning, you come off that feeling, you've given it everything. And that's a mantra you should be carrying into Sunday.
Yeah, that's all you can do. Hey, give it your best and give it all you can for the 60 minutes or whatever you can do. Look, there's plenty of subs to come on for you. Their subs is just as good as the boys that are starting. Like,
and you, people say that sometimes, you know, as a token gesture, but it is a fact, because in the Ulster final, you were able to spring lads like Peter McGee and James Carroll, lads that have been on Donegal senior county panels in the not too distant past. That shows a serious strength and depth.
Oh yeah, like there's a great outfit there this year. Like, and as we said last year, we sat down after the Glenties defeat, and we knew how far we got. Like, and that hurt us. Like, and sitting back there, although we probably didn't have enough experience that day, look at the difference now this year between experience and all the younger ones of us, like, coming through. That's a driving force, like the young boys, and then they blend it with the more experienced boys, like the Cass and the boys. That's badly needed, and I think that's what kind of brought us through Ulster this year.
Usually when you're kicking football in February, the stakes aren't that high, so it's probably unique and kind of different experience for you, is that the stakes are so high. I mean, the weather's been absolutely diabolical, but it's an All-Ireland club semi-final. We're only a couple of weeks into the new year, so I mean, has it been hard to kind of transition or acclimatise to that there, that, you know, things are so high, you just are so far, and it's only that, you know, the, as we said, the genesis of 2019.
Yeah, no, that's true. Like, as you said about the weather, like, the weather's shocking, but sure, in Donegal we're well used to it. Like, even looking back there in the Ulster final, like, that was the worst, one of the worst days probably played football in this year.
You were under the caution at their game too. I mean, you had to show a different kind of maybe skill set than you had showed all year, because you were so flamboyant and you were winning games with such style. You had to show a different sort of a mentality that their day, because you probably didn't save your best performance for the Ulster final. You know, Scotstown made it difficult for you as a stage. It looked like maybe that you were going to succumb to that their game plan, but you dug deep, you rallied, you know, you really dragged that performance over the line in the end up.
Yeah, we did, surely. Scotland has had as well looked at today. You can see by the way they were marking and everything was just tip top. Like, he'll hate me for saying this, but you never really see Gary McFadden coming up the field with a ball, or the likes of Tammy.
You don't see him coming up, or you don't want to see him coming up.
A bit of both, I suppose. Like Neil McGee in the back, you don't want to see him coming up, yeah. But it's like them, they let a lead on the ball, like, and that was very clever of them, of course, letting the two defenders, probably they wouldn't be so likely to come up the field to have the ball, but they gave them the time, and we were lucky just to come out that day.
Darrow Will, people talk about experience and Corifan have that pedigree, but Guidoor mightn't have that there maybe collectively at this level, but when you break your side down and look at the components of it, you've all of experience in big games for your counties, you know, senior and underage, and when you put all that there together, even though it's your first time in an All-Ireland semi-final, it has to count for a lot, because I mean the faces are recognisable and the names are recognisable in green and gold jerseys for Donegal. It's about probably channeling all that there and now to the effort for Guidoor.
Listen, once that's exactly it. Once the game's on, it's only a game to us, so it's all about game management to us, and we've all been through there before, like, knowing that we've been there before in a position where we are on the pitch. Like, we forget about the occasion and things like that, but just sometimes maybe this is such a big occasion, like, it still sticks around with you. But when you say it with the experience we have individually, a lot of the boys would have their own trophy cabinet kind of building up, but collectively as a club is the main one, and when you look at Carlton's end, it gives them an edge big time over it.
The number of young guns in the team, everybody talks about the energies they've brought in, but at the end of the day in this here game, it probably will count for a lot, the experience that the likes of Neil McGee, Eamon McGee and Kevin Cassidy bring. But they're probably iconic lads in a sense that everybody watching that game, and even the guys for Corifan playing, are going to recognise those three boys for what they've achieved and their career, and that's great leadership too, isn't it?
100%. The boys my age and a wee bit older could be coming into the game, and that's who we're going to be looking up and who we've been looking up to leading up to games, like, because what they do we do kind of thing, and we try and go by them because they know they've been through it all. coming up to big games and their routines and what they do at training. We'll be watching after training, recovery, things like that. So that's where their edge comes in for us, like, and we just try and mirror them.
You've been so convincing the whole way through this here season. Probably found it really difficult at times against Scotstown, but you've had to really dig deep. The weather was against you that there day, and it was a game that could have really went either way. But I'd say you've learned a lot about yourselves, you know, and the when the chips were down in that there game, different boys stepped up, and even lads coming from the bench. And the way is one, it was probably even more pleasing than would it ever been if you had a, you know, a 4 or 5 point cushion, because that's stuff you can build on and take with you now into the semi-final.
Yeah, 100%. I'm glad we had a game like that, even though it was heart in the mouth kind of stuff for us, like, but to have a game where we had to really dig it out even into extra time, like, so however the game goes, we've been through it, like, it'll be a tight game no matter what, so we know we've been through in a position like that. Maybe with other games we kind of ran away with things and took the eye off the ball, but then it shows in we've players that could come off the bench, like, but that's vice versa, same for Cara Finn and things like that. It just kind of shows the stage two clubs are at now coming in together.
And it's a serious carrot, obviously, an All-Ireland club final at Croke Park, St Patrick's weekend. I mean, even think about that there, the motivation that must be in front of you boys to go and try and grasp that for Gwydor, for your parish, for your club and for your area. It's probably palpable now in the lead up that supporters, you know, management, teammates, we're on the eve of it. That's probably where it's getting really, really exciting now in the next couple of days.
Yeah, 100%. That's something I think about nearly every day, to always play again in Croke Park and things like that. And listen, it's a big motivator. Like, that's the result of this target we have at Cara Finn at the minute. Like, and to get past that, I don't like to think too far ahead now, but it'll be great for the locker and for the head and for the parish. Like.